Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Signals the start of the show. Welcome to Coal Mine, where we dig deep to get into the mind of coal. I'm your host, Mr. Brock. With me, as always, is two-time heavyweight champion of the world, Cole Aller.
And speaking of two-time champions, sitting next to me is Eazy-E's son. His name is Miko.
What's up, y'all? What's up, Minnesota? What's up, Twin City? What's up? Double up. Mr. Fowler, how you doing?
And
last but not least, yes.
Hi, guys.
Emily. All right. Well, yeah. We're off to a banging start.
Awesome. Yeah.
We got a very special episode today. We're super, super stoked. We got the one and only All Steel himself, Justin Fowler, joining us on the show. And I'm sure it's been a crazy week for him. But he's set aside 30 minutes with us. He's letting us interview him. Justin, welcome to the show.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Of course, man. Thank you for coming on. Now, first things I just want to know about before we get any more, tell us a little bit about what got you into wrestling, man. You've been around a while.
Yeah, 16 years.
Jeez.
Pretty wild. Time flies. What got me into wrestling? I was kind of like a casual fan. Early on as a kid, I had a couple cousins that were big into it. Kind of the Hogan Warrior time, and just kind of casual. And then one night, me and my dad are flipping through the channels and we come on WCW and Goldberg was on. I think it was his debut match, honestly.
Nice.
And so it's crazy when I tell this story because I'm kind of such a wrestling purist and really Goldberg's the guy that hooked me into pro wrestling. He's the guy that made me want to watch it every single week. So that's kind of what hooked me. And then as a teenager, just started becoming a big fan of guys like Eddie Guerrero and Chris Benoit and Chris Jericho and
Hulk Hogan.
I've always been a huge Shawn Michaels guy. Kurt Angle, really fell in love with those guys. And when Eddie beat Brock, that was kind of a moment for me where I was like, I'm going to fucking do this shit. Sorry, I don't know what the cussing rule is.
Trust me, it's free range. Once you get to know Cole, you'll see that you're saying the least inappropriate thing on the show.
Yeah. But yeah, when Eddie beat Brock, that was kind of my moment. I'm like, I'm going to do this shit. So that's kind of my,
Sweet. So you decide you want to get into wrestling. And remind me, are you originally from Iowa?
Yes.
Okay. You're down in Iowa. What do you do first? You get into a wrestling academy or how does that work?
Luckily, my best friend growing up, he found a school that was 45 minutes from where we lived. So we went down to Central Empire Wrestling with Austin Bayless and we got started there.
Sweet. And how intense is that program? I've been looking at some of the ones around here and it's insane watching those videos and what the guys go through.
Getting started?
Yeah, the academy. Yeah. What's that like?
It's rough. You don't realize how hard that ring is at first, getting started and going through all the bumps and learning all that, it's pretty tough. So that's not a lot of people make it through that.
Sure. And remind, you have your own wrestling academy down in Iowa, correct?
Yeah. Now with Austin Bouts and Rugged Pro, we got the Forge. So
cool. Wow. How's that going running that?
It's going good. I've had two classes so far, and each one has been different and interesting in their own way, but it's a lot of fun. So
I told my wife one day,
I gotta say, after I started with Austin Bayless and Central Empire Wrestling, and then furthered my training with Magnum Pro and Jason Strife. So,
well, I told my wife when I found out about your academy, someday I might have to up and leave the family for a few months and get down there. But I don't know if I'm ready yet. Again, after watching a couple of videos of those intro classes, I'm saying, man, I gotta cut some weight and lift some weights.
Right.
Yeah, and I like to take my training very seriously. You know, I want to make sure the people that are making it through my course, I want to make sure that they're ready for this. So.
Sure.
Right.
Great. And so again, you've been around 16 years. I'm sure you've seen a ton. What are some highlights from your journey? What are some fun? I know you've won some belts in your time.
Really? I mean, there's so much stuff I could pick throughout the years, but for me, it's like the stuff I've done the last couple of years. I just wrestled Chavo Guerrero. So
no kidding.
You know, So like I said, Eddie was my guy growing up and really the guy that made me believe that I could do this, so I love Eddie Guerrero. To share the ring with Chavo was pretty crazy.
Cool. Where was that fight? Nice. That was recent. I remember seeing that.
Yeah, that was in Nebraska.
Okay. Yep, I saw that one. That was awesome. Because our first big introduction to you is I took my son and his friend down to Faribault and watched you and Rampage. And I, unfortunately, sorry, the buddy I go with all the time is a hardcore Rampage fan. So we were rooting against you in the crowd. Don't hold it against us. But no, that was a fight, man. That was in it. Man, you guys brought it. And just watching you guys lift each other and throw each other around is insane. Because you're not small dudes.
Yeah.
Rampage definitely isn't. So, no. He's a talented dude. And next Sunday, we're going to finish the best out of three. So
yes, I know. That's going to be huge. Double Jeopardy, man. We are so stoked for that.
Heck yeah.
That's going to be epic. I think I'm getting these boys to join me in it because they still haven't gotten to see any of this local stuff. So I think we're bringing a whole crew up there, man.
Brack, are you forgetting something? My cousin Tate and I went to a Thai boxing match once in Thailand.
God. There you go. Sorry, I forgot to bring up Cole's a big Thai boxing fan.
My cousin Tate is.
Sorry.
That was actually the first like real boxing / wrestling match I ever been to, which actually reminds me, we actually saw a really bad injury happen once there. One guy accidentally pulled his calf muscle and he had to be dragged off the stage and whatnot. So I have to ask, like, what was the worst injury you've ever seen or endured yourself when you were in the ring?
I can't think of anything crazy. I mean, I saw a guy in like Chicago break his forearm once. And it was like a noodle. It was kind of like a noodle flopping there. That was pretty gnarly.
Like in Harry Potter when they made all his bones and his arm disappeared, and then Hagrid was like, "Oh, there's no bones in his arm left."
Yeah, that's legit. Would have kind of that was pretty gnarly. For me, it was probably breaking my nose here recently. I broke my nose back in. And like it was sideways.
What was it in the middle of a match?
I can see it a little bit.
My nose a little. I didn't get it fixed, so it's crooked now. Yeah.
was the bone like popping out when you saw that injury? The guy breaking his arm?
No, the bone did not pop out.
Good. That'd be horrifying. I would probably pass out if I saw that.
Nose, I broke it early on in the match.
Yeah.
So I still wrestled like another 20 minutes with it.
And that's the craziest thing to watch these dudes. I mean, I don't know how many times you see a kick to the face, and all of a sudden you're like, wow, this is real.
Yeah.
And then you guys don't stop. That's the thing that people don't realize. It's like you move forward like nothing happened. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I also broke my foot in like the very beginning of a match one time too and still finish that.
So is it just the adrenaline and everything from the crowd that keeps you going and the fans yelling?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Like you don't feel a whole lot. Like when I broke my nose, like obviously I feel the impact and I'm bleeding, but like really didn't hurt at all. Like I was just in the moment, the adrenaline, you're like, all right, well, what's next? Like, let's keep going.
Yeah. Okay. That's the coolest thing. People don't realize until you get to one of these matches, everybody's involved. It's the crowd. It's the performers.
So do you have like, real animosity with someone and where you have to have a match and where you can't, you know, kick it. You want to kick his ass, you know, but you have to hold back.
I wouldn't say animosity, but sometimes you got to work with some people you don't like.
Okay. Yeah. Better. Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
I remember hearing pretty famously Andre the Giant just couldn't stand Macho Man.
Exactly.
And he would make sure he did an extra stomp on his chest and everything every time he went over.
Do you guys in the ring, do you guys have special rules for like where you can and cannot hit your opponents?
I mean, so like obviously you're not going to try to hit the guy in the nose on purpose.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the
gist. Or where the sun don't shine.
Yeah.
Every now and then you see a low blow on that. They're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, you try to keep it somewhat clean to where.
Yeah.
Because you both got a job to do, right? And then
clean is the new fair.
You got a job to do the next day. You got another town. You got to wrestle in the next day. So you want to make sure everybody can make their next show and keep making money. So,
yeah,
and I mean you're going all around the country. I'm watching you, man. What's a normal week like for you, man? Do you sleep?
Not really.
Sure.
I just took this. You know, I had this weekend off, Mania weekend, and this past week I took off from my regular job. I'm a personal trainer.
Yeah,
I'm not wrestling.
Right.
So between, you know, personal training, wrestling, and then the wrestling in school, I stay pretty busy. So.
And that's awesome. And you said you got three kids. How old are they?
My oldest turns 15 in a couple weeks.
Okay.
Okay.
Which is insane.
Sure. They're going to be driving soon. You ready for that?
Yeah.
Is that scarier than getting in the ring?
No. He's gonna start training with my next class, too.
Cool. You got to be excited for that, huh?
That's cool.
So pretty proud father.
Pretty excited about that. And his little brother turns 8 and also in a couple of weeks. And then their little sister is 2.
That's cool. Awesome, man.
Yeah, pretty spread out.
Sure. And I'm glad to hear you get to take time off and be with them. I'm sure that's your favorite
thing. Absolutely.
Yeah, it was a nice week to get to spend some time with them and let the body heal up and everything. So.
Well, again, especially after the weekend you had, we got to get to it. We got to ask. And, you know, we've all seen the viral video. I'm sure plenty of people listening to this have. It's got to be a crazy week with people reaching out. That's why I'm so grateful you took a second to talk to us. But tell us from your perspective, what happened that night?
I mean, like, really all it was, like, we just got some really good heat. Happened to be a drunk idiot in the front row and couldn't handle the trash talk. All I heard Jackson, you know, I just heard him say, hey, and he kind of moved me out of the way. And I see this dude getting in the ring. And to be honest, like, from the guy's build and, like, the beard and everything, I thought maybe, you know, maybe he was a wrestler. There was a Ken Anderson seminar there that day. And there was so many people there for that seminar. So many young guys that I didn't know from all over the place came from the seminar, and I thought, oh, maybe this dude's from the seminar, something I don't, you know, wasn't aware about. And then he takes Billy down, or Jackson down, and I'm like, oh, this is real. So
You didn't hesitate, man. I love it. There was no hesitation, and that guy tapped out in seconds.
Like 15 times.
That was the funny, the dude's tapping, and I'm like, that's not how this works now,
pal. Yeah, I love that. That's the best part. Nice. And you guys said, no, I'm going to give you a little something. You ought to come in the ring. We're going to show you what happens. So I was glad to see you protected your bro on that. It was cool to see him have your back right away, too. That's what I loved, you know, throw you out of the way, and then you jumped right in after, and that's just the cool brotherhood I love out of wrestling, man.
That's how it should be. And that was the coolest thing for me out of it all, you know, like, you know, he took care of me, and I took care of him back.
So. Yeah, exactly, man. He took a couple of cheap shots to the back of the head, man. I had the chance to reach out to Jackson as well and just tell him, dude, we got your back, like, screw the heat coming at you from these just bogus people who wouldn't last 2 seconds in the ring with you fools.
Yeah.
Hiding behind their computers, trolling, like challenge them to a fight, man.
And that's what it is, you know, and it sucks, and that's why you just can't pay attention to somebody. I mean, there was people even trash talking me. I mean, somebody was like, you need to take jiu-jitsu classes. And I'm like, well, the dude was tapping out, so I think I did all right.
Yeah, I was going to say, hey, why don't you get a quick headlock on them and see how long they last, man.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you know, people are just, not only the guy getting in the ring is proof of people being dumb, but just people in the comments section too, you know.
I mean, you guys handled it very well, I think, but how do you deal with that? With all the fans? I mean, you got to get just bogus, and gosh, it's an event where they're always serving booze and the drunken fans and all that, so... And after that, it's everyone's got to have two words in it. And, you know, yeah. This guy's a pansy, this, that. And you just laugh.
But
like,
some of us is at home like, I can take this guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, so, I think you got some challengers, Justin. Miko wants to step
I'm
in the ring.
I'm not challenging you, but think of you being a kid, you know, and you're growing up. You always like, oh, I can take, I'm wrestling Hulk Hogan. I can take him, you know? So you're growing up thinking that way. So once you're an adult, you know, you're like fucking, you're not going to back down. You're a man, you know?
Right.
So, but. You know,
I'm backing down.
I can see myself, you know, talking shit until I see him. You know, I can see it. You know, well,
you know something.
Maybe I'll get some heat for this, but like, you know, there's a lot of charity cases that get let into this business, and sometimes you go to some of these indie shows and you're watching somebody in the ring that doesn't look like they belong in the ring.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I can understand people thinking that way a little bit too. Mm-hmm. Like, you see somebody that doesn't look like a wrestler, doesn't look like they can fight, and you think, well, man, I could take this guy's ass.
Let me show my, and then now I got a match, and now I get a match. Yeah. If I kick ass, I get a match. I get to fight him.
I've been just as guilty, especially at these indie shows. You walk in, and you're like, and someone heads through the ring, and you're like, okay, why is he a wrestler? But then you watch him, and you're like, he's an acrobat.
Yeah.
He can move.
And
some of these big dudes are like, no way.
Yeah,
and sometimes that's the way it works, you know. Like, sometimes you look at these guys, you're like, I don't know. And then you watch their match, like, oh shit, okay. Yeah.
Totally. One guy I've been loving lately, Jason Rage. He's been fun to watch. I got to see him fight X a little while ago. He's going to be at Double Jeopardy with there, so you're going to see him fight. But he's one of those guys that looks like just an everyday guy, but you see him in the ring, and he's just fun to watch. Mm-hmm. And he brings it, and he can throw him around. He was fighting X. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but X is kind of he's a character as it is, something else. But it was a great match to watch. It was so much fun.
Cool.
And that's kind of the key to it, man. You watch all these guys come in, and you're like, every time you walk away with a new favorite. You're walking away, and I love bringing my son. My son's 15. His friends are just right at the right age to get into wrestling. So they're watching all this stuff, and you guys are so cool because you're such celebrities to them. And you're sitting outside after, and you're talking to them, and you're posing for pictures, man. And that's why I'm just like, you cannot understand how cool this industry is until you become a part of it and talk to these people.
I agree.
It is something that it's really special and unique.
Nothing's like it.
Nothing. You can't compare it to anything. And I tell you what, there's no better high in the world than, you know, getting to perform for you guys. Like,
yeah,
cool.
And the cool thing is, like, you're not even close to being done with your career. Don't tell me you are, right?
No.
Good. We got a lot of Justin Fowler ahead of us.
I would like to wrestle until I'm 50. So
sure. And what is your aspirations in the industry? Is it too crazy to think WWE could be ahead of you?
I don't know about WWE. You know, they have such a specific, you know, need that they're looking for. You know, right now they're big on the college athletes and building their own stars and everything, which I totally understand that. So I don't know, you know, WWE, I don't know, but
well, it's gonna be so different now without McMahon, right?
And that's true too, so we'll see. But you know, like an AEW and TNA, that's my goal right now.
I'd like
to end up in one of those places.
And I mean, we're really hoping this viral video and everything really helps push you in that direction.
I hope so too. You know, I already have quite a bit of good buzz.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I've wrestled, you know, this year I've wrestled Chavo, I've wrestled John Morrison.
Seriously.
I had a fourth match against Mike Bennett, Lindsay Dorado. You know, I mean, I've had a good start to the year, so.
And it's cool. So cool seeing how much you're doing for the industry around here, man. We love it.
And I appreciate that. I want to be able to give back and leave an impact on the Midwest indie scene and hopefully more.
You know, nice. And you're going to have a whole new set of followers, I think, after this. A lot of people have never experienced wrestling and all this, and that's what we want to reach out to our fans known as coal miners.
They're just going to be like, I don't know who this guy is, but he seems cool.
Yeah. So we want to keep reaching new industries because I'm like the last person who ever thought I'd get into this the way I have.
Yeah.
Seriously, you know, I watched on TV. I went through the same era of, I think, everyone does in middle school. Mm-hmm. We got to see Stone Cold, The Rock, all that stuff, and it was awesome. And then you get away from it the older you get, and you're kind of like, yeah, not for me. It's kind of little kid stuff. But now just seeing it live, It's my whole life. I mean, we're traveling every weekend to wherever we can go and just shout at you
That's
guys.
Awesome.
We got to go down to Waseca last night. Got to see Royal Flava bring it again and another that amazing tag team match. Just the other guys they were fighting were insane. Real fear they were about to lose a belt, man. I've never watched them in a match where I thought they were about to get one out, but these other guys, it was good. And then the system's always just a classic when you watch him, and he's so entertaining to watch. And Aaron Arsenal's been a fun guy, I think, to just watch what he brings. He's a character. Just all these local guys that you're like, man, this is real talent we get to witness.
Yeah. Minnesota's a big scene, man, and you know, you got a lot of good stuff up there. So.
Yeah, we had a lot. I didn't realize how many wrestlers that are big that came out of the Minnesota area.
Yeah.
I think even Ric Flair from Minnesota?
Yeah.
I want to say he was too. That's crazy to think of, right?
Yeah, and that's really where Hogan's not from there, but that's really where Hogan became Hogan.
That's insane.
Was Minneapolis, so yeah.
Yeah, isn't that cool? And who would have thought? Yeah. Minneapolis.
Never known. Never known.
All right, we've got about 10 minutes left with you. I wanted to bring you in on kind of one of the fun segments we do on the show, okay? It's called Deep, Deeper, and Icebreaker. We have these set of cards. We'll let you pick a category, and it's a really random question. We don't know what it's going to be. Bring you in. I'm going to let Cole and Miko jump in, too, so you can hear what these clowns talk like and you guys can interact. Emily and I play mom and dad. Here's my wife over here. Sorry, I don't know if you've seen her in there. She's a fun part of the show, but she just got to sit back and watch the boys play. So I'm going to let you pick first, Justin Fowler. Deep, deeper, or icebreaker?
Icebreaker.
Oh, okay. A little weary on the first one. I like this. I like what you're getting. All right, Justin. Hold on. I got to play the music.
What?
What's the best hangover cure?
Just get right back into it, honestly. Yeah.
What, start drinking or what?
you got what do they call it, hair of the dog?
A little hair of the dog. All right, I like that.
That's
Miko?
What works for me. I
agree.
I like to start with like mimosa or something, you know?
Here you go, there you go.
Get a breakfast in and some mimosas, and then you'll be feeling good.
I love it. Cole, you're not a big drinker. What do you think?
You know what? I'm just going to say this. Yesterday, my buddy Joe and I went out to a bar, and I ordered a giant turkey club with sweet potato fries. That should be a good hangover food.
All right.
And it came caked with everything. Tomato, lettuce, mayonnaise, chipotle mayonnaise.
Is this at the Legion out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, Legion's good food.
Yeah, Legion is good. They got good turkey clubs.
All right, Justin. We're going to let you pick the next one. What do you want to do? Deep, deeper, or icebreaker?
I will go deep.
He's warming up. We're progressing. I like it. All right, here we go.
What?
What TV show friend group is most like yours? We'll let you pass and let these two go. You can think. We'll give you. I know it's hard to be the first to go. I had to learn that. But Cole,
yeah,
spontaneous.
Is there a TV show about a bunch of wrestlers? Like,
I don't know. There should be. I think we'd all watch that, right?
Ooh. That sounds like P. Diddy's house.
I got it. Let's hope not. Tough subject. All right.
Do you remember the show? So for him, like, do you remember Diddy's the show Dinosaurs?
Dinosaurs.
Yes.
Dinosaurs.
Oh, yes. Not the mama.
Yes.
Not the mama.
That's what you remind me of.
A dinosaur.
A dinosaur.
But if I had to answer the question for myself, I would say SpongeBob. Because I'm SpongeBob, and my friend Cole Spavin is Patrick.
Okay.
And you're a total Squidward, even though you don't live right next to us.
Can I be Sandy Cheeks?
Sandy Cheeks.
Well, she ain't SpongeBob.
Hold on, Cole. Who would Mr. Fowler be on that show then in your SpongeBob world?
He would actually be Larry the Lobster. Because he was very muscular.
That's true. There was a big beach dude out there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Fucking funny.
All right. Miko, your friend group?
What's that? My friend group?
Family Matters.
No, boy. Yes. No, not at all.
Yeah, your dad's a real Carl Winslow. Go on.
Nope. It would have to be Boys in the Hood.
I can see that.
I have no
idea. Stick with us. Don't get in any trouble, buddy. We don't want you getting shot in the streets. Hey, we need you. All right. Are we ready to do deeper?
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
What?
Deeper.
Oh, man. Here we go. This is going to get a little political, I guess. What type of governmental changes would you want to happen?
Oh, dear God.
Hey, we want you to get as raw as you want, man. It's coal mine.
Speedos and tank tops.
What's that?
I said I'm a huge conspiracy theorist. So
I love it.
Okay.
You know, yeah, a little kind of anti-government over here.
That's fine. Yeah, that's all right. Fine.
I'm with you.
Yeah, we love it.
I don't know. I just want to know all the 8 billion information there is. That's all I want.
Sure. Yeah. Gosh, I always think about that.
I want access to that.
If you could switch place with one person, be president for one day, just so I can say, tell me everything. Give me the files.
Do you really want to know that?
Yeah.
You might not.
I know.
You might not.
I'd rather know it and live with that than not know it.
And see, but you couldn't tell everybody. If you can tell everyone. See, that's the whole thing. See, yeah, you. That's the whole.
So we got someone who's anti-government here. Hell yeah, so am I to some extent.
Sure. Except for all the free handouts you take on a daily basis.
Yeah, kind of like how you serve me pizza and I give you Applebee's on occasion.
On occasion, you did once.
And gave you a bunch of shirts when your house burned down.
You're a real saint, buddy. I love you. I love you.
You know what? You know what, though? You know what, though? I got to be honest. I'm kind of the same way as he is. Like, for example, I don't support vaccine mandates for the exact same reasons I don't support 6-week caps on abortions. I don't think government should have that kind of right to control its own people like that.
Now, Justin, do you want to get lumped in with Cole? Do you want to be just like him? Listen to a couple of episodes of the podcast. You might never want to talk to us again.
We've dropped a couple of stuff here and there.
A little bit. Okay, we just got a couple minutes left before we're going to have to let you know. I mean, the biggest thing I want to know, what's on the horizon for you? What things can we look forward to this year? Where can people check you out? Do a little plug for yourself, man. We want people to know you.
Twitter and Instagram, AllSteel31.
Yep.
Definitely pretty active on Instagram.
Sure.
Definitely.
Yep, and we're going to go ahead. Once we post this, we're going to post a bunch of links to how they can check out Justin Fowler, when they can watch him. We'll make sure every time you got a fight going, we throw it on Coal Mine so people can follow. Because I think, again, you're going to have a whole new set of fans. It's going to be cool to watch. He's going to come out and see this guy.
One thing's for sure. You're going to get 4 more new followers at a bare minimum.
Bare minimum.
Hey, that reminds me. A question for you. What's your favorite brand of protein shake? I like the one flavored like Fruit Loops that you can get at Walmart.
Right now I'm big on the, I can't even think of the freaking name of it. There's so many of them. They're the pre-made ones. The Fairlife.
Okay.
I'm big on the Fairlife ones right now.
Sure.
I think I've heard of that brand. Fairlife.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Where
can you buy that? Like GNC or something?
The protein powder. The powder started messing with my stomach a little bit here lately, so... switch to the pre-made ones.
Cole's always looking to get in better shape. Any tips for this guy how to take care of his body, how to get in the gym?
We all looking to get in better shape.
What do you think?
So I sell diet programs and I sell workout programs. So
yeah, we'll make sure we'll put that on here for sure. If you're looking to get in shape, you want to go to the real man, the real expert, AllSteel himself.
Yeah.
I am a personal trainer, so yeah.
There you go, man. If you're down in Iowa,
you know what?
Running around.
My cousin Kenzie's a personal trainer, actually. And also, my Auntie Debbie, she has a Weight Watchers subscription. What's your opinion on that?
It's absolute junk.
Good.
It's a fucking joke.
Well, we just lost our sponsorship with Weight Watchers, Justin. Thanks a lot, man.
This has been Intrusive Thoughts with the Guest.
Oh my gosh, I love it, man. Again, we're gonna let you go. I know you got a lot going on today. Again, we love you. Thanks so much for coming on. You think we could ever get you back on here in the future? Say hi again.
Yeah, actually, I was gonna say, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. This was fun. I'd love to do it again sometime. Yeah,
absolutely, man. Absolutely. We'll be following you. I'll see you next weekend. Double Jeopardy, buddy. It's gonna be insane.
Gotta cheer for me this time.
We're gonna be there.
I'm gonna tell you. Okay, guess what? I'm gonna have Carter Jacobson, my main man in the crowd. He is a Rampage fan. I'll see if I can convert him. But
I at least gotta convert you.
You've already, man. I only had to cheer for, and he knows I talk noise about Rampage behind his back. Don't tell Rampage, please. You got my back, right? In case Rampage comes at me, I can count on a chokehold.
Yeah,
all right, thanks, buddy. Justin, have a great day. Enjoy WrestleMania tonight. Say hi to your fam for us. We love you, man.
Bye-bye.
All right, peace.
Later, man.
That was incredible.
Wicked cool.
What do you think, coal miners? Did we do it?
Last but not least.
We finally.
Yes, Emily, back on.
Oh my gosh. Nico.
Emily's here, guys.
One time on the show and you've already forgotten Emily.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
That's okay. Emily's presence can sometimes be forgotten because she's so quiet in the background.
It really is.
She didn't ask one single question to the guest.
I told her not to.
She does what a wife is told.
Yep. I do what a wife does, and I take a seat.
No, I'm smart enough not to tell her what to do. She's too strong and independent for me.
Wives are made to be seen and not heard.
I'd rather
take a chokehold from Justin Fowler than from her.
Yeah, I know that's right, because you got
the camera on.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah,
turned off
the camera.
Yeah, that's all right. It's fine. We don't need it yet.
What's
we can
up?
Turn it back on and splice it.
What's
together.
Up, homie G's?
Homie G's and G's and homies.
Yeah. Is the battery going?
Boom.
It's no big deal. We can keep going with the podcast. Here we go. We're jumping right back in. Hello, camera.
What's up,
we're back.
Y'all?
We just had a sweet interview with Mr. All Steel himself, Justin Fowler. You've seen him in the viral video, taking care of the fan. We
choke
had the pleasure
the shit out of a
getting
fan.
Him on the show. It was awesome. He's the man. We're going to be posting a lot to how you can check him out more, how you can see this guy.
I haven't seen somebody tap out that many times.
No.
You know, no. And
that
it was,
quickly.
It, yeah, that quickly. And he thought he was like in the wrestling match itself. But
and the cool
it was
part
no
is that
tapping
was,
out.
That was real.
Yeah, it was
and
no
that,
tapping
and
out.
That quick. Right? That was real.
Honestly, Brock, I think my favorite part was when I said, "What do you like, Weight Watchers?" And he was just like, "It's
fucking junk."
That was
great. That was fantastic.
And I was just like, "This has been Intrusive Thoughts with the Guest."
And we got to accept that we're probably never going to get Weight Watcher sponsorship.
No.
We don't want that shit.
We don't want that shit.
Yeah. We're following all steel on that, boys.
Exactly.
All right, guys. Back to coal mine.
Woo!
Man, that was a lot of fun. Yeah. We're going to be having just people to look forward to in 2 weeks. We got Jason Rage coming on the show. He's actually going to hopefully be joining us in studio, a.k.a.
Wow.
Cool.
Okay, so I think we're going to get him the full hour. He's going to be playing some games with us. We might see what a real chokehold feels like if Cole acts up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? You hear that,
Cole? Him.
Hell yeah.
Uh-oh.
I can take him.
Yeah. Oh, that was real, huh? That was real when he said you think you could take him. Okay. There you go.
Nico has a bad habit of starting fights with people he can't win against.
You know what? You know, and I'm so short, and it's horrible.
They can just pick you up anyway, huh?
So everyone, tune in to the next guest of Cool Mind, because I'm trying to get us monetized on this sucker, so.
Yeah. They needed to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay. Cole needs your money to buy Funkos.
Right now.
Yeah. Like right now.
To buy
I'm going
us Applebee's. Because now we've got Miko and he can't support three of us.
Yeah. That's true.
And Miko deserves to be wine dined and, dare I say.
Yes. Very fine.
Hey, Cole.
Wine dined and.
Do you think you'll ever take all three of us out to dinner like you did to Applebee's for us?
You know what?
What do you think?
Next month. How about that?
Next month. Okay. That's fine. Cool. I don't want to twist your arm. Yeah, that's all right. Well, crew, I don't want to keep dragging on there. We got a show to do. That was a lot of fun. I think we're all hyped up. Actually, one more plug I wanted to do. If you're liking this podcast, okay, I found a pretty cool one recently that I've been checking out. Available on Spotify. They're pretty new. Okay, but it's one that's called, I Still Call It a Lariat, and I think I'm saying it correctly.
Yeah.
Very cool. Anyone, search it on Spotify. That's called, I Still Call It a Lariat. If you're liking this, we might be able to get them on the show soon, and we're going to be able to talk to them. They're another wrestling one. So again, check them out. They're a cool podcast, but now let's jump right into it. We're all amped up on fighting and wrestling. Who's ready for some birthday beat 'em up?
Let's slap somebody.
It's time for a birthday beat 'em up. All right, ready?
Oh, yeah. Get a call.
Stimming. He's over there. Stimming.
What?
Stimming good.
All right. April 7th.
April 7th.
All right. For the sake of, someone who can fight back, I'm going to say Jackie Chan.
Whoa.
He could beat the crap out of me.
That would have been a good one to ask Justin.
He could even beat the crap out of Cole.
Maybe even Justin Fowler.
So can small... No, not Justin Fowler, but small girls can beat up Cole, I'm pretty sure. We have some good videos of my 12-year-old and you're running away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he kind of looked like little girl back then.
I did.
Yeah, no, not you. Like yeah, you too, I suppose. You
did too. Sally. I did.
Okay, Cole. That
was
the moment
we knew Cole was going to become a man.
Yeah. Jackie Chan, you think you could take him?
When he fucked me over like that. No, I'm going to say 1 out of 10 for Jackie Chan.
Well, you can talk about, I mean, it's not so much do we think we can beat him. You got love for
Jackie
Chan? It's
like, do you want to beat him up?
He's a cool dude.
Rush Hour. He was great alone, man.
He was great in The Foreigner.
Rush Hour is good. Good movie. I love Jackie Chan.
Foreigner's a really good movie. That's a real movie.
I really wish that he was in Everything Everywhere All at Once. That would be such a good movie for
you. You love that movie right now, don't you?
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
You I'm fixate just saying, on whatever movie you've seen most recently, don't you?
Yeah, I do, actually.
I know. Boys Not Cry, Brokeback, now this.
Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, Love Simon. Great movie.
Great movie.
No.
Miko, never Jackie heard of Chan.
Jackie Chan? Yeah. I love Jackie Chan. Nope. Yeah, if I could slap him and he'd not hit me back, yeah, I'll take that challenge.
Just for fun?
Just for fun.
Just to see what happens.
Just to see what happens.
Okay. I've got a question, side question about Jackie Chan, though. Like, is he movie?
Does he
movie
really know
acted,
karate?
Or does he, like, really, like do it?
Right, that's what I want to know, right. too.
He does all of his own stunts. He's always famously done all of his own stunts. Yeah, he's ridiculous. Okay. Have you ever watched, like, the bonus footage of any of his stuff? It's him doing them. It's awesome.
Bro, I have seen it in, Rumble in the Bronx.
Yeah,
Rumble in the Bronx. Yep.
Let's not forget that about the Rush Hour. Rush Hour trilogy, man.
Yeah, Rush Hour, the first one was really, it is.
They're so good.
Yeah, they were good.
And they're making a fourth, you know that?
Yeah,
they're making a new one?
Yeah.
Coming
that's
back.
Great.
That doesn't surprise me.
We can all, that's kind of the way movies are going now. We can all get behind him, right?
Yeah. Zero for slapping Jackie Chan.
Emily?
Yes.
You going to take on Jackie Chan?
No.
Not a chance.
No.
All right, Jackie. That's going to be a zero for me as well. You're safe. You've moved on. You're not going to get beat up by Coal Mine.
Emily would be your punching bag.
Probably. Just like Cheese Coles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, next one.
What?
April 8th. Ooh, this is going to be hard. Lindsay Lohan.
Boom. Oh, my God. Which Lindsay Lohan?
Both.
You know it's two Lindsay Lohans, okay? Sure. Both of them?
Yeah, why don't you explain to us both of them?
Well,
do you think there's two because of the parent trap?
I'm saying, as far as you got the innocent Lindsay Lohan, and then you got, corrupt Lindsay Lohan.
Sure. I feel like she's come around. I don't at least think, she all right?
She's doing better now. She's doing, Hallmark movies, which I do like her Hallmark movies, but... She's a punchable face. Yeah. She has been her voice. You could just sock her. Yeah. So I'm going a 7. I'm going pretty high. I'd fight her.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. Cat fight.
I'm going,
See, 50, her and 50 Cent dated.
What?
Yeah. Her and 50 Cent. I don't
know.
Curtis is way too good for that.
Curtis Jackson nailed it. So,
I can see that.
Uh-huh. He did. So she's under his belt. She's a notch under his belt. I was reading this the other day.
I love him.
50?
Yeah.
Cool. 50's yeah. cool.
You gotta have respect. I never liked his music. That just wasn't mine.
No.
My son
loves
it. Everything
he did was unnecessary, but totally changed your life.
But I can respect him. I can always respect 50. I always liked him. He seemed real.
Nine shots. He got shot nine times. Come on now.
He's still smiling.
Yeah,
he's just smiling all the damn
exactly.
time. Do you know that followers. he did freaking tours at the Hy-Vee's?
Yeah, really.
And Kaylin and I missed it by
vodka?
A day.
Oh, whoa.
By a day.
Did you throw in some booze?
Vodka or something, yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Cole, how many times do you think you could get shot and keep going?
-1.
-1?
He's already failing right now.
Don't shoot me at all.
So you think you'd be, with -1, you think you'd shoot someone and then you'd be able to keep going?
Not me, no.
Okay.
But you know what? I have a friend whose grandpa was a Medal of Honor recipient. He was shot in the chest 3 times and managed to survive.
That's a real hero. Yeah. I love hearing that. Good for him.
That's my buddy Joe.
Good. I hope this country's taking care
Shout
of
Shout out to Grandpa Joe.
Grandpa, yeah. Joe's
no, my buddy
grandpa.
Joe.
Joe's grandpa's.
Oh. Joe's grandpa. You're an American
hero. I bet he was
hero.
Named after his grandpa.
God rest his soul.
His grandpa. Yeah.
Oh, well, he won't be listening. You know, up in heaven, right? Up in heaven, Grandpa Joe.
He was a good man.
Grandpa of Joe. Sorry, we don't know his name's Joe.
He was actually a carpenter for the longest time.
So was Jesus.
When he came home from Vietnam.
Jesus fought many wars as well.
Yep, yes, it still is.
Battled against sin and won. Sorry, I don't want to get too Christian-y, Cole. Should we what do you think about Lindsay, guys? I think this is going to be a high number.
Lindsay's at seven. I'm not punching him.
You're not punching
him? No, I'm with
him. Is it the 50 Cent?
The 50 Cent.
You guys got to stick together, huh? Is that how it works?
We're 50.
Cole?
I'd rather beat her off than beat her up.
Oh, my God.
You heard it, Lindsay.
If you're
done with 50 Cent,
we need a
and you're looking for a new squeeze.
That is a poo-tangler.
We need
a
poo-tangler. So 10 out of 10, but in the best possible way.
How do we get a siren on the backboard? We'll work on that.
Macaroni sounds. Macaroni sounds.
I love it. All right, Lindsay, you're at about a 5, okay? You know, keep doing what you're doing. We'll circle back on you next year.
That's the sound of the poo-tang.
Now, here's the sound of next question. April 9th. Dennis Quaid? Should we go
Dennis
wholesome?
Dennis Quaid.
Yeah.
Dennis Quaid.
One out of 10.
I got to think. Dennis
One
Quaid.
Out of 10.
Batman movie?
No, he's
Cheaper
in a lot of like baseball
Cheaper
movies.
By the Dozen.
He's
that was
rookie.
Steve Martin, wasn't
no,
it?
No, he was in freaking Parent Trap too.
Parent Trap.
He was the dad in Parent
Trap.
He
was. Wow.
He was the dad in Parent Trap.
Hey Emily, you know something else? He played Jerry Lewis in Great Balls of Fire as well.
I'll pull it up.
Yeah, that's cool. Dennis Quaid.
I'll go. Dennis Quaid.
Squares and Quaid.
It's Quaid now.
It's Quaid now. Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid.
I need 7.
You'll know.
You're doing a blind 7 on him?
You know something?
You gotta
Miko.
Give him a 4. Quaid.
I mean, you know his face. You know?
Oh, yeah. Good
the
guy.
Dad. And
good guy. Yeah. I slap
he's
him.
Too,
yeah, he deserves a 5.
Bro, I gotta say,
you know something?
I'm a bigger fan of his.
Happy.
I'm a bigger fan of his brother, Randy.
No.
Randy Quaid rules.
Did
it's
he?
Cousin Eddie.
He didn't play in... Angels in the outfield. That's not that guy.
Dennis? No. He should have been, man. He's in plenty of baseball movies.
Yeah. He is baseball movies. That's
the rookie. I think he's in a recent one, a Christian one about a son. I don't know what that is, but
Dennis Quaid's gonna be Dennis Quaid's gonna be more like Dennis quadriplegic when I'm done with him.
What does that even mean after the Lindsay
awesome.
Lohan comment?
Yeah. Wait, after you're done beating him off like Lindsay or what?
Sure, let's go with that.
Oh gosh. Yeah, relax
you
your grip.
Can you close
brother.
Your legs, Cole? Please close your legs.
Why? Are you getting a little heated
oh,
on
him? Stop
no,
it.
He
stop
is.
Stop it. Look at him. Look at him.
Bro, he does not hide the ball.
I see it, huh? I yeah. see it. Yeah.
That fleshy little like, patch
you
between
know what?
His legs.
You know
like a real pants. Old man. A real, the old man that sit down and they pull their pants up and they make sure they're bulging.
But yeah, yeah.
I said a goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Is that what you got down there?
Like what Dennis Quaid played Jerry Lewis in Great Balls of Fire?
Yes, he did. No. No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, he did not. No, he, yes, he did. Yes, he did. I want to say he did play Jerry
he
Lewis.
He did.
Cole is very movie knowledgeable. Yeah.
He, I believe you're right, Cole. I believe you're right.
Okay. Let's look it up.
He was very young. Okay. Did a very good job at the movie, too.
Yeah.
Very good job at the movie.
He played Jerry Lewis?
Yes,
he
did.
Yes,
he
did.
If you don't believe me, I'll ask Alexa.
Don't do it right
no.
now.
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll do it after.
Emily? You got any beef with Quaid?
I wouldn't touch Quaid. Okay. Quaid's got like a 0 for me. I enjoy all of his
movies. Seems
like
a good dad.
He does.
He seems like a good guy.
I feel like
I
get solid parenting advice from him.
I'm taking my punch back.
If I would choose a dad after my dad, I would do probably Dennis Quaid.
Okay. Yeah. And again, you know what? He's brothers with Randy. We all love Cousin Eddie.
I don't know who that is.
Vacation movies, he's Cousin Eddie. You've seen him in a ton of stuff.
Cousin Eddie.
Randy Quaid's. I guess it's Randy Quaid now. He pops up in plenty of stuff. He's funny. He's a
Cousin
guy.
Eddie was Rocky Horror Picture Show, and he was played by Meatloaf. Everyone knows that.
Oh, really? Really? Should I ask Alexa?
Oh, really? Really? No, maybe you should. Maybe instead you should do movie trivia down in the lobby of your apartment and actually get a question about Rocky Horror Picture Show right.
That's true. We did not get Riff Raff correct on that. We didn't know his name.
Good.
I'll never forget it now.
Nope, me neither.
Yeah. Actually, I blame Emily, though. I haven't seen the movie.
I have the DVD. I will lend it to you.
Who's pushing the button? Who's pushing the button? Push the button.
Me.
Fuck you.
What? April 10th. All right, here's a good one, guys. Everybody can probably get behind this one. Steven Seagal.
Oh. Who's he? You don't know who Steven's?
You're a woman. She's
a girl. I'm going to punch Emily in the face.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where do I land?
Seagal's getting pushed to the side, and that fist is going at Emily.
Now it's you, Emily.
Don't worry,
help
Emily.
Help me, Justin Fowler.
Emily.
He's got your
he
back.
He kicked through the door. Boom. Yeah.
He didn't even know I existed the entire thing, so he's like, who the hell are you?
Emily, don't worry. You're more like Lindsay Lohan Steven than you are Seagal. Justin Bieber to me.
That, why, I'd rather be Justin off? Bieber.
So you'd rather have me beat you up than beat you off?
Yeah, because I feel like I could take you.
That's the right answer, Emily. That's the right answer. Thank you. I'm glad.
She didn't even, the second answer didn't even go there.
I'm not even bothered right now.
Well, I feel like you'd rather have Miko do it anyways with the way he's displaying that thing in front of you.
Please don't.
Dangling those great balls of fire.
Please stop.
These nuts.
These nuts.
Please stop.
Okay. He's nuts.
Okay, Seagal. I'm going to look up who Seagal is.
I do.
Okay, what do you got?
I know what he looks like. I don't know what he's in.
Okay, now.
Any movie with three words as the title is a Seagal movie. Hard to Kill.
Boom.
Right? That's good my favorite.
One. Good
that's
one.
That is a
good Under
one.
Fire.
That's the one when his family is killed.
Under Siege.
They kick in his door, kill his family.
Yeah.
First, he records the president or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good movie. Good movie.
That's a great one.
Yep. Steven Seagal, sexy ponytail ass kicking guy.
Yep. Is he in like The Godfather or anything like that? Is he mafia?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. His acting, he's his own favorite actor.
Yeah. You know he watches his movies and says, nailed it every time.
I'm going to give him like. He kind of is not someone that it looks like I'd want to come into contact with.
Okay.
So on the scale of fear, I'm going to give him pretty low. But if it was like I was a dude who had muscles,
I would
punch him. Because if he is his own favorite actor, then we got to deal with that crap. Humble yourself. Yeah. And a smack to the face is going to do that.
And then that ponytail doesn't help either.
No, that's just trash immediately. Yeah. And he dyes his hair, obviously.
You know what? I want to get Justin Fowler's opinion on this.
Okay, we'll call him up later.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Because I don't really have much of an opinion. I've only seen one film with Steven Seagal in it.
One more than I've seen.
You can still have an opinion.
I'd say two.
Okay. Just a two? I'm going to put him on.
I just got no real reason.
I like him. He's entertaining.
He's entertaining. Yeah.
All of his movies, you know, Under Siege is actually sweet. It
got a very good movie,
Under
too.
Under Siege 2, Dark Territory. Yep. He has Katherine Heigl in it, young Katherine Heigl. You know that?
What is that other guy? Not Nick Nolte, but...
Sean Penn?
Sean Penn, the other Nick Nolte.
I love Sean Penn.
You ever get those two confused?
No.
Nick Nolte and Sean Penn. All right, moving on.
Do you think Gigi Allen could take on Steven Seagal?
No.
Next.
What?
Okay. April 11th. Oh, this is a tough one. Oh, here we go. I think we're going to give it Louis Anderson.
No, I wanted to avoid.
Why?
Minnesota kid, right?
You pick everyone I don't know.
You don't know Louis? He's good friends with Jody Maruska.
Oh my God, he's a Minnesotan.
I don't know.
He's a Minnesotan.
He really helped Jody Maruska.
You've got to remember, I'm a female.
Shout out to Jody Maruska, one of the funniest female comedians, if not the funniest female comedian you'll ever see. Yeah. In Minnesota, we love her. I've reached out to her. I think maybe I'll get her on the show if we're lucky. Jody, you're hilarious, and I know you had a good relationship with Louis. I know he helped you with your career, and you opened for him a couple times. It was awesome.
Jody.
Hey, Joe.
Jody. True story. I used to date a girl back in junior high.
Yeah.
Who grandmother used to babysit.
Louis?
Yeah.
I've heard he's a wonderful man.
Yeah, we went in her apartment. She has all type of memorabilia.
No kidding. I'm sure she followed his career and loved it.
Yeah, cool lady. What? She lived in Burnsville. And used to scroll around in her scroller for years.
Carl, I got to ask you, as a cartoon guy, did you ever watch Life with Louis?
I got to ask you something. The screen to the camera went off over there.
Is it
still recording?
No, that's fine. No,
your balls are on the scene.
I've never even heard of Life with Louis.
Okay, it was a little cartoon. It was kind of like Bobby's World.
Yeah,
kind of similar to that.
Yep.
I don't know if it had a long run, but it was good.
Yep, it was good.
I didn't watch that either.
It was good.
Yeah. My cartoons were Ed, Edd n Eddy, SpongeBob, and Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
I used to have hermit crabs. To have hermit crabs named Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Dear God.
Dear God.
Great. All right.
Yeah.
And Louis, we're getting
shout
a solid
out to
zero.
And Nitty. Yeah, solid zero on Louis.
Great.
Minnesota.
All right, let's move on to the next one.
What?
Okay. April 12th, we got, isn't it, David Letterman.
Oh.
Letterman people.
4 out of 10.
Love David. I like David Letterman.
David Letterman?
I'm so neutral on David Letterman.
Okay. Okay. That'd neutral be, on David Letterman?
Yeah, I love David Letterman. Funny guy.
I don't love him.
No, he's a funny guy.
I don't like the beard either right now.
No, I like the beard now.
It's too much. No, that's a lot of beard.
I like the beard on David.
I feel
David.
Like his face
and
is going to fall
so
forward.
He's so funny now. He is funny.
He's pretty funny. I think the beard's distracting me now because I grew up with like clean-shaven Louis. Yeah. Clean-shaven Letterman.
Yeah.
And it just is like, I don't want to see that. But I don't know. I should give him more of a shot. I think he's got a lot of funny people
so
on his
show. So you
shows.
Have something against beards, though.
Little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, sucks. Get out of here, Mika. Shaver, you're off the show. I've been meaning to bring this up.
And get rid of those dreadlocks while you're at it, too.
But the dreads are sweet. We should get you some.
See? See, there you go.
I don't want no stinking dreadlocks.
Yeah.
What am I, Bob Marley or something?
No.
Yeah, you wish.
You're Cole.
Yeah.
I'm Cole a coal mine. I'm Cole Marley.
Cole Marley. There you go.
Great.
Yeah.
Emily, you want to shout anything out to David Letterman? Nothing? Zero. Emily's zero. Giving us a zero. Sorry, she's adjusting the camera right now. All right, let's move on to the next
Moving
one.
Moving on.
What?
April 13th. Here we go, guys. Founding father himself, Thomas Jefferson.
1 out of 10. He's a founding father of this great nation.
I think you need to get slapped.
Okay, that's fine. You can slap him if you want.
I'm going to slap him.
Okay.
I'm going to slap him and put him in some shackles.
Ooh, you have some rightful beef with him, right? Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Yep. Yeah, we'll put him in some shackles.
That'd be fair.
Yeah.
We'll allow that, Miko. There you go. That's fine. Just leave it. All you had to do is turn that on.
Yep.
All right. Cool.
Yep.
All right. Come join the show then. Okay. Well, are we ready to move on to the next segment?
Moving on,
eh? Okay, we're going to go into This Week in History.
Slapping
Who's ready?
Presidents. We're slapping presidents now. Shit.
What?
What? All right. April 7th, 1926, Mussolini is shot at 3 times by Violet Gibson in Rome. She only hits him once in the nose.
Mm. Shot?
Was it by Justin Fowler?
By Justin Fowler. If it was a shot by Justin Fowler, he would be done for.
He got
okay.
Hold on. So he got shot in the nose?
I don't think he died. I don't know enough about Mussolini when he died. Oh, yeah. I don't think he died on that.
He must didn't. He got shot in the nose, though.
One time versus 59, though?
Yeah, that's.
I mean, I think we know who the man is in that one.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure, let's go with that.
Cole, any thoughts on Mussolini?
Not really, no.
Do you like the name?
It's at least a cool name.
It's a pretty cool name.
Mussolini.
Yeah, we can find some positives.
Is he Russian?
He's Italian.
Italian?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a me, Mussolini.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Okay, not too much on Mussolini on this one. Okay, we'll move on. There's not much to be said, but we don't need to talk about it.
Moving on.
What?
April 8th, 1983, in front of a live audience of 20 tourists, David Copperfield makes the statue of Liberty disappear.
Huh. Wow. How is that?
How
possible?
Did he do it?
How is that possible?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So who did he fool? Did he fool whoever?
Audience of 20 tourists.
Yeah. 20?
Yeah. 20 people. Do you believe that, Cole?
We need to interview them 20 people.
They're probably around.
You
it's
think
only
so?
1983.
Yeah.
Sure. Cole, what would you do? You're sitting
have
out
you ever,
at
I've
New
never
York,
seen
having a
David
good time.
Copperfield do anything. I've never seen it. Have you ever
Me
seen
either.
David Copperfield?
Chris you Angel wouldn't. Mike just like the Statue of Liberty. Boom! And he's gone. Right? Do you like
you know
magic,
something?
Cole?
You know something?
What?
I can only imagine if this David Copperfield guy that made the Statue of Liberty disappear, all the white people in the audience would be like, ooh, but meanwhile, that's how you can tell that this trick was made by white people, because if it was a cast of literally anyone else, they'd be like, oh my God, what the fuck is that? What the fuck did he just do?
Where did this come from?
Who are the people that aren't white people, Cole? Yeah, I noticed you folks. Who's the rest? Who's the people shouting the other people?
Literally anyone else.
Dude, we got to look this up, though, now see what makes us present.
Hey, Miko. Huh? Do the other people react like that?
No, it's more like bullshit.
Yeah, that's why people don't read anything.
Bullshit.
But why was it? Okay, but here's my question with that one. Why is there only 20 fucking tourists? 20 tourists.
That's a great question.
So that's why it is like bullshit.
Bullshit.
Why was there only 20?
20.
At the Chris Statue Angel of Liberty.
In the state of New York City of all things.
Close friends.
20 of my best friends, my BFFs.
How can you even get a crowd that small in New York City, right?
Yeah, seriously. You
have to select them. Okay.
Well, I don't know. Chinatown before the raid, I'm pretty sure we were the only ones there.
Or they were all homeless. They were all homeless.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you do that, though? That's what I want to know.
Exactly. What I slipped into your drink.
David Copperfield's full of shit.
That's insane. You're right, Emily. You focus on the real issue there. Yeah. Why were there only 20
people in here?
20 people.
Brock, I got a magic trick for you, buddy, okay? The fact that you've been sitting there this whole time and you've never once noticed me rubbing my calf up against your leg.
He just waits.
You've been rubbing me. You're not touching my leg.
Look.
I think you're on a table.
That's what you think.
Cole, you haven't been touching
me
this whole time.
He's David Copperfielding you.
Oh, my gosh.
You're P. Diddy.
I am a white guy, so I obviously believed it.
I will tell you, there's a fun story from New York. Brock and I made him go to Chinatown, and it cost us like $67 for a test. I mean, we got lost. It was all this stuff.
I tried to take the subway. I was so confident we could, and we ended up like...
And we
5 miles away.
We go to Chinatown because I wanted to get all like the cheap knockoff stuff and the perfume and whatever. Brock and I are literally the only ones on the street. And it was like earlier, but we're like literally the only ones. We went to the Fa Bar and we were the only ones.
Oh, wow.
And that night we were getting ready to go to Jimmy Fallon, I think. And I got a notification that Chinatown was raided for like.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if they like shut it up. Wow. They had none of their tents out, nothing.
Oh, wow.
And the whole Chinatown was raided for all their counterfeit.
It's like they all knew it was coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Funny.
And we're like,
hey, let's get one more sale for these stupid white people.
And we did. Cool? We bet.
By literally everyone else, I meant every other species on the planet.
Okay.
My dog's
not
freaked out.
Not just the other kind of people.
I feel like you're getting so dangerously close.
We're getting
a 10 out of 10 for your birthday from Miko.
Nope. I ain't going to put my hands on him. Just
not after seeing what he's working with between those.
Right.
I'm just going to say, Cole, this relationship is fucking done, man. That's my way of being.
Well, I just want you to see body language is a real thing. And Miko has started off real close to you. Know, and he has scooted all the
Thank you, Emily.
Back.
Yeah.
He's moved so far away. Oh, Cole's coming.
Oh, they're snuggling.
Hey, buddy. But look, I'm ready for you to sit this way.
You said you're a cuddler, Miko.
I am. I'm ready for him to sit this way than the other way.
Yeah, directed towards me. I can handle it.
As long as our legs are touching, that's all I care about.
You got it, pal.
Aww.
I've been footsie with you all day, so go move your feet now.
All right, boy. All right, let's move on.
What?
Edward V, age 12, succeeds his father, Edward IV, as King of England. He is never crowned and disappeared, presumed murdered, after incarceration in the Tower of London with his younger brother,
Richard. Brought you in this world.
I will take you out.
Okay, fair enough.
We'll take you out.
I will take you out.
And it is one of the most widely mysterious, what happened to the boys.
What happened to the boys?
Yeah. So, Emily, you know more about this. So what happened?
So they're still alive, right?
Did Edward IV die and then Edward V comes in?
No. So it was all over beef over their uncle, the Duke. Richard III, so the infamous scoliosis found under the parking garage.
Okay.
So Richard actually succeeded and had the boys in the tower. Or no, I think he was out. And then when Tudor came in, they put the boys in the tower. And they never said what happened to the boys. And everyone's still looking for, I think they're still looking for
the boys. Nobody, nothing ever found on these
but
guys.
But the dad's still alive. The dad stayed alive?
I think the original died and then Richard took over.
Okay.
And then Tudor, he was only king for a little bit. I think like 3 years. And then they murdered him. But the boys were like...
This was quite informative, Emily.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good mystery. It's a good murder mystery, if you like murder.
That's interesting. Cool. I like that. Thank you for sharing. Finally, you contributed. What?
That's why I put that in there.
That's how you know she's wife material. And what?
And what?
And what? April 10th, 1633. First bananas go on sale in London in the shop window of Thomas Johnson's apothecary?
Apothecary.
Do you know what that word is? Have you ever heard it?
Apothecary? Kale's therapy is called the soul's apothecary.
You know, Brock?
You're just a plethora of information today. I love it. Thanks, Emily.
Bananas actually used to be a lot smaller than they are now, and they actually used to be very bitter.
Are you talking about like one of the most, or
the modern banana?
Modern man?
The modern banana is like the most genetically modified fruit there is. You know that? Have you ever seen like an original, like a wild banana? Have you ever seen it? It looks closer to like a coconut. It's crazy. It's like huge.
We saw them in Hawaii. They're super cool.
Yeah, they're interesting. But the ones we see are just totally man.
Yeah. You would literally go up to it and say, "This isn't a banana."
Right. You wouldn't eat it. I wouldn't eat it.
No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No. You could throw it in front of 20 tourists in New York and they'd be like, "No.
No.
No. I believe the Statue of Liberty would disappear, but that fuck that banana. It's not a banana."
Sure, let's go with that.
Okay. Okay. Any thoughts on the bananas, Cole? You've been waving your banana in front of Miko all day, so what do you think about bananas?
Miko banana fucking hates bananas now.
I always have.
You don't like bananas?
You know what? I eat bananas, but I'm a person that, you know, even putting lotion on my legs makes me feel weird. You know what I mean?
Relate that back to bananas.
Because at the same time, banana you boat, have that's to why. Okay. A banana.
Oh, so the slimy.
No putting it in your mouth instead of... That just draws me away.
You perked Cole up.
So I just break the banana and eat it.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know what ruined bananas for me? Yeah. Growing up, when there was one in the lunchbox, Mom, I love you, but I gotta tell you right now, I hated when you put a banana in there because everything tasted like bananas then.
No, I always thought it was sandwich. If you got a sandwich, everything smelled and tasted like sandwich. If you had a banana,
your sandwich tastes like banana.
Not to me.
Okay. I like experiment. Experiment. I'm gonna throw a banana in a bag, little paper brown bag. We're gonna do a full experiment.
And it tastes like banana.
With bologna, your favorite sandwich that you love. And
everything
you know
tastes like a bologna sandwich then.
Man.
Shut up. Yeah. I'm gonna eat the banana, you eat the bologna, and we'll talk.
Fine.
Deal? Okay, we're gonna do this experiment next week in front of you guys.
Challenge.
Deal? You guys are witness, and we'll talk about it on the show.
Sure, let's do it.
But I'm calling bull on you.
Yeah. Man.
But we gotta have them sitting out for like 4 hours.
Okay, I agree. No, we'll put it in the morning, like we're packing for lunch before you go have your little coffee. Pack your little lunch.
Yep.
My bitch ass is gonna be ready to get two lunch boxes.
Thank God. I got the Captain America.
As soon as you open your bag, a little fruit fly is gonna come up out of it.
Yeah. And I'm gonna be fruit like, why is there a syringe needle sticking out of mine with cyanide on Emmer's?
But you know what, Brack?
What, buddy?
Thank God they don't have bananas in McDonald's Happy Meals.
Because that tastes like bananas. Because your Happy Meal would taste like banana, right?
No, because they'd rot and go brown.
Instead, they taste like apple slices or
Gerber's. Okay, we're gonna be. You're just trying to get me to buy you a Happy Meal for an experiment, aren't you?
No, you already fed me today. I can't take any more advantage of you.
Mark those words, people.
Speaking of which, Brock, go get that bag with the hats in there.
Oh my God, you didn't bring them again?
Why don't you ever come prepared? You were the last person to sit down.
Jesus Christ. It's like two. It's like
you
two
are
fucking
the star
feet
of this.
And honestly,
you
I don't want you to
get
Yeah, but he's just clunky when he walks around and takes everything with him.
That's fine. The woman will go get it.
Yeah.
Emily,
don't worry.
Not like you contributed anything to this damn podcast.
It's like I don't deserve
it. She's contributed so much today.
For the girls out there, Cole has big ass feet.
I wear size 13.
Size 13.
And my feet are flat. That's probably why I'm so slow.
Look, he got big feet.
I don't know guys can have camel toes, but you're rocking right now, Cole. Unreal. All right.
They can if they try hard enough.
Yeah.
He's not trying. All right, let's keep cruising on this.
What?
Oh, you can't just stop that.
April 11th, 1912. Ooh. RMS Titanic leaves Queenstown. RMS Titanic leaves Queenstown, Ireland for New York. This is interesting. I didn't know the Titanic came from Ireland.
Yeah.
So because did they make a pit stop
in Ireland?
No, okay.
Ireland was the pit stop. They didn't port. That wasn't the original docking area.
So where did it leave from?
Sussex.
Okay, Leo DiCaprio, where did Leo get on in Titanic?
Ireland.
He's in Ireland.
Yeah.
No kidding.
That would have been Ireland because that was their final
destination.
And
that's the final. Yeah. So when they left Ireland,
then they went over to Yeah.
But it started somewhere else.
I don't know where the original port was, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
It seemed like there was a lot of Irish people.
I have the 4K of Titanic.
James Cameron. You got that right?
Kate Winslet's tits.
Yeah.
That's really all.
Well, no, and I mean, well, no, he could have boarded at whatever, and they just didn't do the pit stop.
That's true. Maybe they didn't show that.
He was a stowaway, so he could have been on there a long time ago.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look this up real quick because
you know who got the last laugh on that one? Because he died.
He froze to death in that water, boy.
Yeah, spoiler. Even she wouldn't share that thing.
So it was built in the United Kingdom. Just scooted on over. So I guarantee you he got in. Jack Dawson got on in the UK.
Yeah.
And then they bellied on over to Ireland, and they just skipped that part because James Cameron is obviously wasn't paying attention. Right, Cole?
Ooh, yep. We do not
just kidding.
Get on his bad
James
side.
Cameron, James? You are the king.
You're an expert for detail. We love you. keep voyaging where you voyage.
He goes down there. I don't mess with that. Yeah.
Sorry about my
either.
Avatar comments, but again, I'm sorry. I just could have done better.
What's in the bag, Cole?
Hold on. We got two more. Calm down.
No, it was built in Belfast, North Ireland.
And then we have intrusive thoughts with Miko.
Boom. Okay.
What?
April 12th, 1827. Jesse James gang robs a bank of 1,500 in Columbia, Kentucky. One dead.
Who's fighting Jesse James?
I wonder, like, who fought back? That one person.
Hold on. Don't we famously have a good stand against him in Northfield, Minnesota?
Yeah, we do.
We do.
Yeah.
We love Jesse James.
He was at the caves, too.
But didn't we stop him? Didn't someone in Northfield, like, famously stop him?
That's what they say.
I think they like stopped him. I don't think they killed him.
Oh, okay.
He was assassinated by the coward Robert Ford. I know
okay,
that.
Okay. Yeah.
But he robbed a bank down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, famously, right? Northfield. We got a little Jesse
James. They do Jesse James Day over there.
Cool. Cole, what do you think of Jesse James? You ever been to Jesse James Day?
He's an all right dude.
Yeah, I like his
name.
You like the Outlaws? You like the Bad Boys?
I like his name, that's for sure.
What do you like, Jesse or James?
He likes that it's pure white.
He likes the color of his skin. Not those other people, right, Cole? White.
No.
Those other people.
What are those?
I shouldn't bring that up. We're going to get canceled again.
You mean the colors of the rainbow people?
Quick! One more. Okay. April 13, 1904. U.S. Congress authorizes Lewis and Clark Exposition $1 gold coin.
Lewis and Clark. Who is Lewis and Clark again?
We know. We talked about them. You weren't on the part of the podcast.
They
were famous explorers in the U.S. Yep, they did a lot.
I got that.
And I said, you know, Lewis and Clark.
Around the world, right?
Most of the U.S., but I'm sure they did more exploring before that.
And my middle name is Lewis. Don't forget that.
Colton Lewis.
Lewis.
Colton Lewis Wigglecock.
And I always thought one of them was a girl.
I don't know why.
We were trying to unpack that.
Wiggle. Lewis and Clark are both very masculine names. I don't know
why you would have... That's the weird part.
Maybe
I don't
you had like a fantasy about Lewis and Clark exploring and falling in love.
For some reason, it
does. And they had their first smooch under a waterfall of...
Lewis and Lane?
I think maybe I heard it. We were like Lewis and Clark.
Yeah, that's what
Since he said Waseca to... It's Waseca.
Did I say Waseca?
You did. It was embarrassing. You did.
Waseca?
Well, how come it doesn't sound like it when I say it? Waseca.
Waseca.
Nope, still sounds right to me.
Waseca.
Is it New Prague or New Prague?
It's New Prague.
New Prague.
New Prague. Right?
Yeah, it's Prague, not New Prague.
But the country, the city's called Prague.
Prior Lake.
What do you call it?
Prayer Lake.
Well, I just think you're wrong.
I probably am.
Let's see how Cole says it. You're the final judge. Prior Lake or Prayer Lake?
Well, I would prefer Prayer Lake because that sounds cool.
But how do you say it?
No, I just lost. Yeah. Miko, congrats.
Prayer Lake it is.
Prayer Lake, you know what? I have an idea. We could set up a new church on the lake. We'll call it Prayer Lake.
No.
Prayer Lake on Prior Lake.
Yep.
Yes.
Come on, people. Come to the church.
Yeah, with your
of
ACDC devil horn.
Cole is leader of the church. What's your first act of business? On Prayer Lake. Cole starts a church. What are we doing, buddy? Sunday morning.
God.
Highway to heaven.
Invite Lindsay Lohan.
Guest star.
Is Lindsay Lohan going to the highway to heaven?
Put a bunch of modest transvestites in there.
Oh, my gosh.
We don't have a segment after this. I had to just keep moving. Now, Cole,
I love all trans people.
Okay, great.
But you can't say that word.
You can't say that either.
Cole. Intrusive thoughts now.
We already did that. It was called.
No, we didn't. That was
when he said Weight
one.
Watchers. And now it's time for Intrusive Thoughts with a Guest. The part of the show where Mecco comes out and says an intrusive thought.
Mecco.
And without further ado, here's what Miko has to say.
No, it isn't. Not today, Cole.
Why not today?
Because it's on you.
Okay.
Jump into an intrusive thought. You're in Miko's mind right now. You're in there with him. He's saying, not today. What do you say?
I fucking agree. With our
What's
guest, Weight Watchers fucking junk, man.
Why'd you get all hood on us?
You said going to Miko's mind.
Shit, yeah.
If there's one thing Cole is, it's realistic. Yeah, he just takes it. Takes it exactly. All right,
bring us home, Cole. Bring us home.
You know what, Miko?
What's up?
I know I already gave you a gift, last time and today.
So you basically are in debt
to him. But only because
him.
I think you're cool, you get a third one, okay?
Okay.
This next
really
gift is
about
going to...
Shut up,
Brock!
How cool am I?
Well, that depends.
Okay. What?
I'm going to show you a gift that is supposed to be emblematic of where we are going to be taking this podcast. Take your hat off.
Right now.
Now?
And your pants.
Yeah.
Just everything.
Close your eyes.
Just
get naked. Your hand.
Yeah, that's where
close
we're taking this podcast, Miko. Mecco, get naked.
Y'all nobody want to see this body. Nobody wants to see
nobody
this body.
Nobody wants to see Cole, but he's not shying away from showing us that division sign.
Oh. Now, this is wicked cool. Now, this is wicked cool. You know what? And then you do look like Buzz here a little bit.
Buzz Lightyear. He does.
Yes, he does.
You kind of do have his face, don't you?
Yeah. God.
I've never noticed
Miko
that,
Miko coming
Buzz.
In with that serious comparison here.
To infinity.
Yeah.
We're going to take this podcast to infinity and beyond.
Oh my God, yes, we got to do something with that.
With that.
Thank you very much. That's only because you're the coolest dude in this entire room.
Nope, besides you, no one's cool.
Brock, you've officially
been demoted.
You've officially been demoted.
Was I ever the coolest?
Emily, well, you're definitely above Emily, that's for sure.
Everybody is, though.
Pity.
All right, guys.
Oh, choose some thoughts. Okay, back to it. So when does the statue, when freedom of speech?
Yeah.
Where do you draw the line? Where is the line drawn?
Wherever Cole is stepping outside of, you just be on the
draw
other.
On freedom speech.
I don't think you can. I'm going to say right now, I don't think you can draw a line. Once you draw the line on it, it gets dirty, and you keep having to draw more lines.
Yeah.
Again, it's not there to protect the speech you want to hear.
Kind of like when I drop a swear word on one of
Whoever's behind that line.
I think it's how it's said. How it's said can be, because you can either do things kindly or not kindly, and you know immediately when someone talks, and it can be, they say it nicely, but you can tell. So you're a bad person.
I'm with you, Emily.
But it's again come down to each person. We got to be better people and recognize that, again, we can't hide behind this dang freedom of speech and say, I can say whatever I want. You can, but you shouldn't.
And you're going to have to suffer the consequences of what you say.
I mean, theoretically, I agree with that.
I don't think we put limits. I don't think we silence. I don't think we censor. But, dude, have a
morals,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
People, and that's the problem we see in the world. People are fighting back and forth. But come on, man. You know what you should be saying and what you shouldn't. Have some respect.
I can say this and I shouldn't get in trouble.
Stay
no, you
kind.
Should.
Stay kind.
We don't want to censor Cole, but everything he says, we know it's not backed by anything evil, right?
Not right?
Cole has a good heart. He loves everyone. Right, Cole? I mean, it's
Hell
never it's any of the stupid, if it's a borderline, oh my gosh, should I say that?
Oh.
He probably shouldn't, but also he's honest, and that's what just the... And he's
I even love
him.
All
genuine.
My haters.
Yeah, genuine.
And Cole's doing
but
it for...
we need him.
Cole's doing it for funny, right?
Yeah.
We know he is, and humor should be untouchable.
It is.
Right? Because it's not directed at the person. A joke is a joke.
We're beyond cancellation at this point.
I hope so.
And oh, no.
He could cancel us, but we're just going to pop up and keep
somewhere.
Spreading the love.
Change the name.
Even if we're not online anywhere,
we're change the name.
We're going to be doing this without our mics even plugged in, and we're gonna keep playing this game,
Brock,
and we're gonna get back on the air.
Speaking of that, we should really start a kick account right now.
Let's kick it.
Start kicking you?
What's a kick?
It's basically like YouTube, but it's more right wing personally.
No,
it supports free speech.
Okay, are you just trying to get money again?
Yes.
Okay, but the only stop it. Nobody give him money until he learns how to not spend it on himself.
until he learns not to spend his tax returns on a new soundbar.
You'll never learn that, will you?
No, I won't.
I know. But that's okay. We still love you, Cole. You're free to do whatever you want.
Boom.
I think you want the other one if you want to sign out. You want to do the last one?
Yeah, sure.
Sign out so we can get you to the toy store?
Sure.
Okay. Give us a goodbye sign, buddy.
Stimming out.
Stimming out.
I've got to go to GNC to get my kidney cleansing supplements. Hey, then it's the toy store. At Coal Mine, Coal Mine,
Coal Mine,
Coal Mine,
Coal Mine.
Fuck yeah.
Shit yeah.
Great show. Shit your ass. See you next week. Yes, sir. Later, Coal Mine.
Peace.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we're out.